Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. You know, I told you guys, you know, at the end of the year, this is where I wanted to be. I wanted to be back here. You know, I knew that. And so to finally get it done and to know that I'm going to be back here and that I don't have to worry about anything else, you know, it was a huge relief to get that phone call this week.
What are the pluses and minuses for you? I mean, it's an unusual two-year deal, having such a short deal. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it really doesn't change anything in the way that I approach it. You know, I think every year is a new year. I think you're always trying to prove yourself, you know, whether this deal were 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, you know, I think you approach or I approach each year the same. And, you know, I think, you know, if I go out there and continue to play the way I know I can, build on the way that I finished last year, then, you know, I think the contract thing will take care of itself. So I'm not really concerned with the length of the deal. Not at all. Yeah, like I said a minute ago, this is where I want it to be. You know, obviously, you know, there was some change, you know, some turnover, but you know, I think we have a great group of guys in that locker room. You know, I really enjoyed my time here last year. You know, I built some great relationships with some of those guys, and that's who I want to take the field with on Sundays, and that's why I wanted to come back here. You know, and so there really wasn't any temptation for me to do it. You know, I told my agent, you know, after the season was over that this is where I wanted to be and I wanted him to get me back here, and you know, I'm thankful that he did.
Sam, what about the Sports Illustrated and a couple other publications that you did not want, that you did not like playing for, that you didn't want to be back here? Erroneous, or you didn't like playing in the city?
Yeah, you know, I think you guys tried to ask me that last year, and you know, it was during the year and I didn't bring it up, but you know, I have no idea where half those reports come from. You know, I've always enjoyed my time here. You know, I think Philadelphia is a great sports city. You know, our fans are probably the most passionate in the league. You know, we have a great atmosphere every time we step in the link. You know, and then just going back to the teammates that I have here, you know, there's never been a moment that I haven't enjoyed it here.
How much of an advantage this year, for the first time in several years, instead of rehabbing, your conditioning?
Yeah, you know, it's huge. You know, obviously to be able, you know, to focus on my body, you know, to try to put some weight back on, to put some strength in my lower body, to not have to rehab, to not have to worry about, you know, when am I going to be healthy, when am I going to be able to throw, when am I going to be able to take the field, you know, to not have those question marks and to be able to focus, you know, on getting myself into the best shape possible, you know, and getting ready for the spring program, getting myself ready for OTAs. You know, I think that's a huge advantage. You know, I think last year, you know, being limited during that, trying to learn a new offense, obviously no one wants to do that. You know, you want to take as many reps as you can. You know, so hopefully this year, you know, being healthy, being where I am at physically, you know, it will help on the field as well.
What have the last few months been like for you? Were you confident this would work out? Were you talking to Doug Peterson after he was hired? You know, what have you been doing?
Well, first I just kind of took some time to just get away and just kind of relax. You know, obviously, you know, the past couple of years with the injury and then the season, you know, it just kind of takes a toll on you. So I just kind of, you know, got away, got back home, hung out with some friends, you know, and just enjoyed myself. But, you know, I had a, you know, conversation with, you know, some people here before I left, and, you know, I was confident that I was going to be back here. You know, I tried not to think about it too much. You know, obviously, you know, when my agent started talking to them a few weeks ago, it's something that I was very excited about. And then, you know, to get the deal done this week, you know, it was just very exciting for me.
Hey, Sam, you said when you wanted to be back at the end of the season, you also said that a lot of depends on who the coach is and what system is coming in. So can you just talk about your interactions with Peterson?
Yeah, you know, well, I better watch what I say because he's standing right there. But, no, you know, my conversations with Coach have been great. You know, I think the fact that he played the position was a huge bonus for me. You know, I think being able to have conversations with someone who's been on the field and who's seen it, you know, from the quarterback's perspective, you know, I think that was huge. You know, also the fact that, you know, the offense is very similar to what we ran with Shurmur when I was in St. Louis. It's something that, you know, obviously it's going to be new. It's going to be a transition. It's going to take time. But it is something that I am familiar with. You know, we've kind of briefly talked about some of the terminology and some of the words and things that we use, you know, are fairly similar. Obviously, it's going to take some relearning because it's been a few years since, you know, I've heard and used those terms. But, you know, I think my familiarity with that type of offense and that system, you know, and obviously, you know, his pedigree and, you know, him playing the position are really why, you know, I really wanted to come back too.
Jim, what about having the ability to take plays at the line? We saw you do a little bit before that in the last game, and you had lots of great success with that. Is that, you know, something you feel more comfortable in? And the fact that Doug allowed Allison to do that in Kansas City, is that something that maybe you want to kind of be back here as well?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, my mind is a great attribute to my game. You know, I enjoy being able to go to the line and make those checks, make those audibles. You know, I think just talking to him and some of the freedom that he gave Alex in Kansas City, you know, I'm looking forward to that. You know, it's something that I've done in the past. You know, obviously, we did a little bit more towards the end of the year last year. But, you know, I think anytime that you can save yourself from wasting plays and get yourself, you know, into a better play, you know, I think you have a chance to be successful.
Have you talked to Marco yet? And, I mean, if you believe anything you've heard that he might be on
that here? You know, I've talked to him several times, and, you know, we normally don't talk about football when we talk, you know, we do enough of that. But, you know, he's never brought it up to me. You know, like I said, there was a report that I was unhappy here, too, and that wasn't true at all. So there's really no telling.
Sam, how do you manage a two-year deal?
I think he just asked that earlier. But, you know, like I said, I'm not really concerned with the length of the contract. You know, my main objective was to be back in Philadelphia, you know, and it so happened that it was on a two-year deal, and that's perfectly fine with me. Yeah, I would have preferred a 100-year deal if they wanted to give it to me. But, no, like I said, it's one of those things. I just wanted to be back in Philadelphia. And, you know, it so happened that, you know, my agent felt like it was a great deal for both sides. You know, I think the organization felt the same way. And, you know, I think as long as I continue to play the way I know I can, you know, it shouldn't really matter.
Sam, how would you say,
if you're a quarterback, you guys can make a really good playoff run. You being the guy, you haven't in your career been able to make the playoffs yet, but do you see enough talent here with you a quarterback that you think you guys can get in the playoffs and make a deep run with what you have today?
Yeah. You know, like I said, you know, I think we've got a great group of guys in that locker room. I think we've got a great team. You know, obviously last year was disappointing for everyone in the organization, you know, especially for the guys in that locker room who put so much time into it. You know, I think we all believe in ourselves. You know, we believe in the guys that we have here right now. And we know it's on us to go out there and perform at a level that was higher than, you know, what we did last year. But, you know, I think if we do that, you know, we showed signs of it last year at times, and I think we've just got to be more consistent.
Sam, how would you describe your play in the NFL to this point in your career, and where do you think you can go from here as an individual quarterback, just from a personal standpoint?
You know, I think it's been up, it's been down. You know, I think I faced a lot of different challenges in my first 6 years, you know, just with some injuries, learning some new offenses. But, you know, I think my best days are ahead of me. You know, I think towards the end of last year, the last half of the year, once I got comfortable in the system, you know, once I felt comfortable with the guys around me, I felt like I started to play at, you know, a pretty high level. And, you know, I'm just looking to build on that, you know, and just to continue to get better.
Have you have been injury-related? Is that the only thing you feel like has kept you from being where you want to be individually, personally?
You know, I don't want to blame it all on injuries. I don't think it's that. You know, I think there's times I just, you know, haven't played as well as I need to. But, you know, like I said, I think there's been other times that I have. And, you know, I think the end of last year was a good example. And it's just, you know, trying to build on that, you know, and be more consistent.
Sam, are there any plans in the works at this point to maybe get together with the receivers, Matthew's Huff, before April, and work out together, throw, catch?
You know, I've actually, yeah, I've been talking to Jordan and Ertz, trying to get them to come out to Oklahoma, you know, and hang out. But, you know, we're trying to get that group, you know, start talking to a few of the other guys, you know, try to find some dates here in the next month, because I think it'd be great just for them to come out and just hang out, you know, how much we work out or throw. You know, I think just spending time together at this time of year is probably the most important thing.
What's your confidence level in this group of some very young wide receivers, especially Riley not being here? What's your confidence level that they can take to the next level?
I think we've got a lot of talent in that room. You know, like you said, you know, the room is young right now, but I think that those guys have all shown that they're very capable of making plays at this level. And, you know, I think, you know, some of the younger guys, Nelson, Huff, obviously their roles are probably going to be expanded from, you know, what they were in the past, and we're depending on those guys. But, you know, I think they're all up to the challenge, you know, stepping up and making more plays.
Are you able to take on a big... Do you feel like
that's a big reason as to why it might not be more of a
long-term deal? Yeah, I don't know. You know, it could be, but, you know, like I said, I just wanted to be back here, and, you know, the deal that got done is what got me back here, and that's really all that matters.
Are you able to take on a bigger role in the locker room, in this building, because you're back for a second year and there's more permanency in terms of your role?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, obviously, you know, as the quarterback, you know, you want to be a leader. You know, I think last year at this time when I got here, you know, you still have to prove yourself. You know, when you haven't been here, when you're coming off the injuries that I was coming off of, you know, I was new to these guys. They didn't know me. You know, I think, you know, it took time for me to kind of develop that role. But, you know, towards the end of the year, you know, I think I was very comfortable in that role. And I think now that I'm back for a second year, you know, I'm just looking to build on what I was able to do last year as a leader. And, you know, just kind of establish that role again.
Sam, what was your understanding of what the market was potentially going to be if you went back over the past free agency when it was shaken
off? You know, like I said, that really wasn't in my thoughts. You know, it's nothing that I didn't really talk about that with my agent. You know, I told him I wanted to come back here and to get it done here. And we really didn't talk about what the other options were.
There was no consideration of, I mean, seeing that you had better in Chip's offense, there was no consideration of.
Sam, would you like to continue?
Well, the good news is I don't really have to worry about that because those are all above my pay grade. You know, obviously, you know, I think Coach and Howie and everyone, you know, in the office is doing a great job right now. I'm sure that whoever we add in free agency, you know, will be valuable and will help us win.
Sam, did you know Doug before signing or before he began coaching?
I did not.
So what did he do in your conversations that convinced you that he was the right guy for you?
You know, like I said, I think, you know, once you sit down and you talk to him and you realize that he's played the position, he understands the game from the quarterback perspective, you know, that was really big to me. You know, I think there's a big difference, you know, in someone like him who has seen it firsthand than someone who hasn't. And then, you know, also just talking to some people who were here, who worked with him, you know, before he went to Kansas City. I mean, everyone had nothing but great things to say.
How do you get a word that the feeling is mutual that they wanted to do that?
You know, right after the season, I had some conversations with them. So, you know, I was hoping that those were, you know, credible and that they were honest in those conversations. But, you know, I think a few weeks ago when they started talks, but, you know, I've been in contact with everyone here for, you know, the past couple months. So, you know, I knew that there was some interest. Howie, specifically, yeah.
I just wanted to ask, what did you think about, what was it about your skill set? Do you think that you played once before on the West Coast, but what makes you think that it's perhaps, I don't know, the best, but one of the best to, you know, take that skill set and make it
You know, I think it's one of those offenses where, you know, if your feet are in rhythm, you know, everything else kind of follows. And, you know, I just enjoy the progressions of the system. You know, I think it's something that fits my skill set. You know, some of the concepts that we put in last year were West Coast concepts. And, you know, I think I just see some of those really well.
I don't know, the CBA limits how much coach can talk to, you know, about football stuff. So how did that kind of impact your understanding of what Doug was going to run?
Yeah, obviously it's hard to get into a lot of detail, You know, I think that's when you start leaning on outside sources, people that have worked with him before, you know, people that knew him outside this building, you know, and that's kind of how I approach that.
Sam, how much do you benefit from stability? You go to St. Louis, you do coaches left and right, you get hurt a bunch of times, then you come here, coach is fired. How much do you need stability to come here and be in a system with the same coach, same players, to get comfortable and get home?
Yeah. You know, I think I talked about that several times during the year. You know, I think if you look at any organization, stability is the key to success most of the time. And I think if you look at, you know, some of the quarterbacks and the teams in this league that have been successful for a long time, you know, they've had stability. So, you know, I do think that it is a key to success. I don't think it's the only key. You know, obviously, you know, we've got a new staff here, and I think we're all really excited about it. You know, hopefully it's going to be something that, you know, we're going to spend the next, you know, 5-10 years together, you know, and create that stability, because at some point you have to do that, you know, and that's really, I think, what we're looking to start here.
Okay, thanks, Sam.